Selkie in the sea. And idle come from the west of the hoy, which wise men do call to.
When we were little, I mean, the skerry boat went back and forth to the skerries, got everything was taken out. It came from Stromness. A man came down with a car in Stromness and took all the provender that they needed out from the skerries, and it was put out by the boat that was at Burrock. And Mum used to look after the engineers. There was engineers came up from Edinburgh and went round all the lighthouses, and Mum fed, and they left with us, and she fed them and did their laundry and everything. And though there was four or five bairns in the house, she still managed to find room to keep two engineers that came every year. His dad was on a grocery van at that time. He was working at Robertson's. But it was only later, once he retired off of it, that he became one of the crew in the skerry boat. None of them were seamen as such. I don't think any of them were. It went out regularly, took the mail back. There was a whole lot of sheep out in the skerries, and we used to go herd them, and they would fleece them and take them ashore and this, that, and that.
I'm a selkie in the sea, and idle come from the west of the hoy, which wise men do call so.
He was the skipper. And we used to go just get a trip out with him. It was great fun. And they'd dip the sheep out there. Well, they did. I think they did have a donkey or something out there. It used to have a cart, and they took the goods up rather than carrying it all. Because It wasn't just a stone's throw. The land and things at this end. And then we used to get to climb right up to the top of the light this way. Oh, it was great fun. It was like going up the cathedral. It was great fun. And you used to get on the boat in the shed. The slipway went all the way down, and we used to all pile on the boat, and then they would bang the thing, the winch that held it there, and boom, down we went. Oh, that was the biggest boost. It was brilliant. The water went everywhere. It was just brilliant. Then they would come back, and they would put us into the slipway. You timed it that you got the front of the boat into the slip, and then you'd be able to climb off and walk up the planks there. If you didn't do that, the ship was moored out in the bay and you had to row in. There was a wee boat that you rowed in. But that was a highlight. It was just whooshed down. And we used to sit on too while they cranked it back up. You didn't get out at the bottom. No safe to get out. You might fall in the water. Just stayed on, and it was winched. And I'm sure it was one of those that just had to wind it up. But that was the scary boat.
On the land, I'm a selkie in the sea, and I do come from the west of the hoy, which wise men do call to.